Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. When sailors and soldiers started training on Fort Pierce's beaches during World War II, civilians had to vacate the barrier islands. Cameron Eliza and her mother, proprietor of a fish house and restaurant on South Beach, moved to the west side of the Indian River, where the Causeway Grill was available. Cameron was 12 when she and her mother moved from Cincinnati to South Beach. That was in 1938.
When I came here, we didn't have running water. We didn't have sewerage. We hauled all our water from the old ice house. We didn't have telephones.
Cameron's mother opened Angler's Paradise on land along Seaway Drive. Later, she built a duplex there and the Blue Waters Motel. In the early years, she rented out rowboats, bought and sold fish, and served meals to hungry tourists.
She had a lemon meringue pie that brought people from everywhere. We had a fun chair that was kind of like a big high chair where the fishermen would sit in, and it was called the Liar's Chair.
It was an honor to sit in that chair, right?
Yes, and tell their fish stories.
When the war came along, this whole area was taken over by the military. How did that affect your mother's business?
Well, it closed it up because they occupied our buildings and we had to move off. She was fortunate enough to rent out the old Causeway Grill. We moved into there.
How did you find out that you were going to have to move? That must have been kind of a shock.
Yes, it was a shock.
What did your mother think of it?
You know, I really don't remember. It was, what are we going to do? And so she went to work right away to find some suitable place to go to.
So Angler's Paradise was taken over by the military. What did they use the buildings for?
The restaurant they used for a photography laboratory. The residence they turned into a commissary. I don't know what they did with the other building, what we called the fish house. They moved it and probably didn't use it at all.
You were just across the river. Did you ever get to come over here while the military was here?
One time I got sneaked over here by an officer that I was dating. He put me in the trunk of a car and we drove over. We cleared the guards and I was able to see pretty much the setup. It was kind of fun.
Did it make you homesick?
Oh, not really. I was just thinking about the evening, the fun we were having, getting away with it.
The Causeway Grill must have done a booming business.
Very much so. The sailors and the soldiers, they were always so happy to get leave. They were eager for drinks and food and what have you. They were all over town.
Now, after the war ended, you were a college student at that time, but you came back and your mother got to move back here.
Yes, she got the property back. They made a little compensation, not much, but there was an awful lot to do to get the buildings back usable for our purposes.
So she reopened Angler's Paradise?
She reopened it as Marcel's because that's her first name.
The war must have made a huge difference in South Beach.
Oh, it did. They left a lot of buildings here. Some of them were renovated. By now, most of them are gone. It was changed. Absolutely.
You're 87. You've lived right here in this neighborhood for 75 years. Is there any place else you would rather be?
No. When people have offered to buy this property, I think, where would we go? It's just ideal here.
You were a little bit of a fisherman when you were a teenager. Do you fish now?
No, I don't do any fishing. My husband was not a water person, even though we loved living here on the water. We didn't even have a boat. We have a motorhome.
Cameron Eliza is a retired special education teacher. Her late husband, Dick Eliza, was deputy chief fire marshal. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.